Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome. Here's the thing. I'm Kel on stage. She's
that chick Angel.
Another podcast. Bangers. Thank God we're free. Everybody can't say the same. So welcome to the bonus. Almost 4 hours ago, Tory Lanez's sentence was handed down. That man was sentenced to 10 years in prison for, I believe he got, I was reading as much as I could. Looks like he had 3 felonies. He had, let me see if I can pull it up real quick.
Pull it up.
3 felonies, including assault with a semi-automatic firearm.
Uh-huh.
He got
possession, right?
Having a loaded, unregistered firearm in a vehicle and discharging a firearm with gross negligence. Those are the 3 felonies that he got. He was up to, they could have gave him up to 14 years. Looks like he got 10. And from what I've been reading, this is all obviously people don't know. Seems like he's looking to serve 85% of that.
All right.
So, needless to say, barring an appeal or whatever, he gonna spend a considerable amount of time in prison. The thing about it, apparently, what one of the things that happened was he was offered a plea deal, which he turned down. Yeah, was it 12 years?
I do believe I thought the plea was 12. Or maybe that was what was already on the table that they thought they could get him for. I thought it was 12. I'll look it up. Keep talking.
Okay. Looks like he was offered a plea deal, and he turned that down, decided to go to trial. And from what I was reading, right, it looks like part of the reason his sentence was so harsh is because his plea was 7 years. Okay.
That seven. Like okay.
Somebody in the Patreon says plea was 7 years.
About to be the same thing.
It looks like from what I was reading, the judge was saying that part of the reason he got sentenced is because of his actions afterward. Right? The crazy thing is our audience is older and more understanding about how the law works. Megan didn't press charges on him, right? It was the state versus Tory Lanez, or the people versus Tory Lanez. And what happened was he was antagonizing her, calling her a liar. He had her in rap songs. He apparently gave DJ Academics
yes, he did.
Some of the legal documents, the discovery stuff,
to the DNA.
The DNA evidence on the gun to try to help his case. He was trying to try this case in the court of public opinion, and he lost the case in the court of law. And the thing is, look. There's tweets still up of him like, y'all think I'm going to jail, God got me, all this type of stuff. Like, he, and then at the last second, he was like, oh, you know, his lawyers were like, I'm not saying he did this, but if he did do this, it was because of childhood trauma and alcoholism. Okay, now imagine if y'all had started with that defense that Tory did this, he was drunk, he made a mistake, and he was apologetic, right? Imagine if you would have played it like that from the start, especially with Meg initially trying to defend him. But he didn't. And now he is going to be in prison. Angel?
This is what somebody said that I thought was really insightful. They said, when I say she, they're referring to Meg the Stallion.
Yeah.
She didn't take him to court. The state did. She didn't find him guilty. The jury did. She didn't sentence him. The judge did. Everybody still so up in arms. She was twerking on the internet a couple of days after. It was glass in her foot. You can say all of these things. Yet and still, the people who were given the authority to sentence this man said, none of that seems to matter. And not only that, I think a lot of people are thinking, and I'm glad you broke it down, that he was getting 10 years for shooting Meg Thee Stallion. No. There were multiple charges that stuck. One, he admitted to, which was having possession of a firearm.
Unregistered, which is a huge crime in Los Angeles.
It's also an even bigger crime when you are not a U.S. citizen. Los Angeles, California has some of the, or Los Angeles specifically, has some of the strictest law rules. It is almost impossible to get a carry and conceal, I do believe, license in Los Angeles. It's very difficult to get. If I'm saying the wrong term, I know one of y'all will correct me. Two, while he might not have ever admitted to shooting Meg, there was enough evidence that he was able to discharge the gun. So already you got reckless endangerment. Okay. Yep. And then if he didn't shoot her, this is what I would have said, at least during the case. If he didn't shoot her, then say who did. There's only so many possibilities. There was four possibilities. He was the one they were looking at. All he had to do was say, no, this person did it. Or no, this person. That never was said. So I don't understand why people are like, nah, he didn't even commit it. Well, then who then, friends? Someone tell me who.
Who then, friends?
Who then, friends? Who? And who did it?
Iggy Azalea, he had apparently like 76, 76 letters of support, right? That's part of the reason why it took 2 days to sentence him. He's supposed to be getting sentenced yesterday. One of which was Iggy Azalea, didn't move the needle. And then I just thought this was absolutely hilarious. His doctor, his hair transplant doctor, said that he is a beacon of hope or something like this to men who have male pattern baldness.
I would assume he would have had him covered.
Hey, Josh, stay ready. Josh stays with one in the chamber.
And let me tell you what, if anything, his hair situation is a great reminder that it's okay to be bald. Come on home. Come home. Me and Marcus are here. Tony Baker, we'll welcome you. We have a tour named after being bald. Because let me tell you what, the situation he had, he didn't do Betty good. It didn't do Betty good. He had the silly missing.
He had a transplant. I thought he wore a toupee glued down.
I think he went down to Turkey. You know them young men is going down to Turkey.
They got good deals.
They're going down to Turkey to get that ceiling put on. And it looked like...
No.
It looked about as believable as this.
Oh, no.
You better wash that.
Yeah, what's up, girl? Oh, you no. feel me? You know what I'm saying? What's up? Like, we don't buy it.
And listen, this is a lot of people were like, 10 years is a lot. They're like, 10 years is a lot for grazing somebody with the gun. Let me tell
you. It's 3 and 3 and 3, though.
I don't care. If you shoot at me and miss, I want you to go to hell. Buck jail. And because I don't have a hell to put you in, go to jail. You ain't got to. You could have been a bad aim. But if you were aiming at me, I want you to go to hell. So I'll take the penitentiary if I can't put you in hell.
Let me tell you who I don't feel bad for, who I'd love to be in the room where it happens today. Megan Thee Stallion.
Amen.
I just imagine she is in there. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. You know what,
yeah.
Meg, we're going to play a song for you that I think is fitting for your situation. Come on. What did he do? Then what? Not 3 years wasn't enough.
Come on.
5 years. What'd he do? You don't get it yet. You ain't got it yet. Exceedingly.
Yes.
Abundantly. Yeah. Sometimes I want to remind the people watching, you are watching. You are controlling. You are consuming.
Kevin.
The more you try to tell me what to do,
the more you're going to do what you need to
do. I'll play the whole song and then the original. Yeah. Don't correct me.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
I wish DJ Academics could just do a little bit of time. The judge determined that Lanes gave Academics a prosecution expert DNA analysis report in violation of a discovery protection order that prohibited the public distribution of information related to the case. That day, Academics dropped that before court even opened. I think he lives on the East Coast somewhere. And that day that he was doing that thing, Meg put on her story, y'all gonna get in trouble yourself trying to be journalists and you gonna obstruct the law. I would love for Academics, I just not the biggest Academics fan.
I don't even know who he is. So
don't
like does he it. DJ? Does he actually no. DJ?
I don't think anymore. He used to be on when Complex was doing that show with Joe Budden, Everyday Struggle. He was the co-host. And then that show just changed a lot. But yeah,
he's got intel all in the comments. His chat is full of people that I would never probably enjoy a glass of wine with.
I personally, you know, originally I didn't have a dog in this fight, right? Other than the fact that I am a Meg Thee Stallion, the fan, for real. I'm a fan. But, you know, I don't know her personally. But why I have a dog in the fight is I would have loved me being an international rapper to have had Meg Thee Stallion on the remix. But you know what? You couldn't ask her because she's still healing from all the mess that she's dealing with this. And so the Stallion could have met the mule, okay? Because that's what I'm over here right about now. But couldn't.
Are you Angel the Mule?
The mule, listen, because I'll be a jackass to these people. They keep on. No, but for real, wow, yes, a lot of people are like, oh, people rejoicing that a black man's going to jail. What type of people are y'all? Let me tell you what type of person I am. I've had many family members spend time in prison. And while I do believe prison reform is something that is desperately needed, when my people went to prison, That's where they needed to be for what they did. I wasn't like, why y'all do that to my uncle? Well, I know why. I know what it did. He was in there for a solid 20 years. He out now. But he did his time. So I worry about this man for 10 years. Listen, his family can go visit him. I have been to the prison cells. I've been in the meet and greet with the family, okay? So this ain't no, see, if it was your people, it's been my people. And I've sent letters and said, how you doing? Hope everything's okay. Hey. So listen, until there is prison reform, some of these folk need to go to prison. Not all of them, but I would say you gonna he
well, the thing out. About him, again, his whole thing was,
what up, y'all? I hope you enjoy this bonus clip snippet. Listen, if you want the full bonus episode, then hit the Kev On Stage Studios Patreon. It's right here on the thing you're looking at. You get patreon.com/KevOnStageStudios. You can click kevonstage.com. You're missing out. Me and Angel do full-on bonus episodes, and depending on what the topic is, sometimes the better episode is the bonus. Honestly, we're a little more relaxed on the bonus episode because we know it's not going public, so we let our hair down. Well, she lets her hair down. I let my beard down. We also have full shows that never air in full on the YouTube, exclusive shows, merch, discounts, tickets, but the thing that you're really missing out on is the community. It's the people like you. Black people, some whites, some Mexicans too, but we all kind of cool. They be cool, you know what I'm saying? Allies, if you will. So join us! And stop just having the snippet only. You guys just got the tip. Get the full shaft. This is Patreon.
Here's another thing for you.
Here's another one.
Here's another thing for you.
Here's another one.
Here's another one. Here's another thing for you. For you. Here's another thing for you.
With my boy Kev On Stage and that chick Angel.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.